And here they are, Kerry Cooley and Jack Godfrey. Gentlemen. Hey,
good morning, Juke. How are you?
Very good.
Good morning, Juke. Thanks for having us on.
All right. What are we going to talk about this morning?
We're going to talk about health, wealth, and women. We have a workshop coming up March the 6th. That's going to be at the Macatawa Legends. And
it's our ninth annual one.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 9 years. So we always have a women's workshop every year. This is our ninth one. We have a limit of about 86 people. We're at 60 right now. So we have 26 spots still available. That usually they usually fill up every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people would like to call our office right now, 616-931-1223 extension 4, that's 616-931-1223 extension 4, and that's Janet's extension, leave her message, she'll call you back and give you the particulars. But
well, and we should let our listeners know and let Juke know, it's just not us talking that night, it is also several people. We have Stacy Kampheis from the insurance group to talk about insurance planning, medical insurance. Also, we have
Mary Jo Borman,
an attorney, to talk about estate and trust planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our special guest, and that's Lisa Kozier. And she is talking about health and healthy cooking. She's been on Fox News 17 here locally, and she's just a great advocate for healthy cooking. It'll be a great evening, a fun evening.
Okay. All right. We know the gals are the ones that usually live longer normally.
Well, absolutely.
That's why they should know about this.
Well, yeah, no, that's one. But, you know, we've been very successful with grandparents trying to set the stage for their kids and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
of trying to create family values, family giving, family saving, and trying to build family awareness. So, you know, we're encouraging grandmothers and mothers to bring their kids and grandchildren to this, to say, we need to talk about this. We need to get started. And, you know, starting early with this planning process, as I say, Juke.
The earlier the better.
Well, the earlier, but then you get to brainwash these kids into being successful.
Right.
I mean, that's what you have to do, is to bring your family up to be how to be successful, creating the path, creating the family values, creating going to church, creating giving, and you know, we talk about all that. And it's kind of fun.
Oh, it is. I mean, my wife and I, Kim and I, just had our annual meeting where we sit down and review everything. I mean, the budget, we review the trust, insurance, and that means car insurance, health insurance, life insurance. We look at our investments. We look at how much we're putting away. You know, and we look at all those things and just make sure that we're on the same page with our planning and that she doesn't think I'm doing something or vice versa, because when you communicate, it is so important. And if something happens, and as you mentioned, you guys die first usually.
Usually, yeah.
And this way your spouse knows where everything is at, how to handle things, who to go to. You just need to have those things lined up and in place before something happens.
Yeah.
Well, and we always encourage, too, I have a box at home. I always, you know, we try to give our customers a binder to say, you know, something happens to you, the kids need to know where the binder is with all the information,
right.
Financial information, credit card information, banks, insurance companies, life insurance, business value, et cetera. Well, I have a box. It's quite a big box that, you know, because Kerry and I, we own a number of businesses that we have to have evaluated, keep things track, who dies first, our trusts, et cetera. That when, and my kids know that this box contains all that information, all the information that my wife and my kids could go to find out everything about us that they need to take care of, which is keeping that information is so crucial. Many people have it, they just don't know where it's at.
Yeah.
And they don't communicate it.
And they don't communicate it, no.
And they don't know what's in it.
Yeah, no, that's it. I mean, you know, I can't tell you how many widows I've been to their house going through the desk drawer. I didn't know he had that life insurance policy.
Yeah.
It could have been paid up for 20 years, maybe 30 years, or some automatic deductions coming out of the joint checking or her checking or his checking that nobody knew about that was paying for stuff that needs to be switched, or things that, you know, you just kind of forget about because it's a natural process. If you do it for so many years, you just forget. And, you know, the way we are in a society today is, you know, bank offices, branches are closing because so many people are doing things online.
Yeah.
And that's how we are, too. I mean, it's in just listing, because my daughter had her purse stolen 3 weeks ago. And, you know, she then, you know, was particular in creating a spreadsheet of all the automatic deductions coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And where they're coming out, what's a routing number, all those things people need to keep track of and beyond. And so we talk about all that stuff. And it's fun, it's encouraging, and it's encouraging when, again, grandma brings the granddaughter who is 19 years old in her first or second year of college and getting the lights on that granddaughter because, you know, we want people, kids who work in college and go to college, to save for retirement when they're in college. And people don't think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just this past week, Jack, is a great story. Is a young lady came into her office, and she is in her second year in college. She's taking a semester break for some medical reasons, but she's coming in, and she is putting money into her Roth IRA already, mm-hmm. and she's 19.
Well, you have to say that she's also at West Point.
Yes. Yeah.
You neglected that statement.
Well, you know, I don't want to brag for
well,
her.
No,
but
no, but not. I mean, that is a leg up because, one, if you go to West Point, you get a ticket, and then a ticket for life, meaning that you're successful, but you also don't pay for college.
No,
and so,
no.
You know, they actually give you a few bucks on the side, and you just got to give them 6 years of your life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and
that's a big payment.
Yeah, and the positive thing here is that she had the initiative to do something else with it besides spend it. And, you know, I think that's just a great plan. And that's why what Jack's saying, too, we always encourage at the women's workshop is, and it definitely is a workshop, to have, you know, moms, grandparents, you know, granddaughters, have them all come. And just to learn about the importance of these legal, you know, insurance and financial things. Plus, you get a bonus that evening with, you know, some education on healthy cooking, healthy living, and it'll be a fun evening.
No, it really is. You know, this is Jack Godfrey here with Carrie Cooley, and we're talking about our women's workshop. That's our 9th annual. It's going to be March the 6th. That's a Thursday evening. It's between dinner starts at 5:30. It's 5:30 to 8:30, actually 3 hours.
No, doors open at 5:30.
Yeah,
dinner
starts
at
6. Yeah, doors open at 5:30. Get you checked in, so we have a lot of people to check in. But if you want to reserve a spot to this, it's free. It's going to be at Macatawa Legends right off New Holland, 616-931-1223, extension 4. And, you know, continuing on, what we're trying to get, Juke, is for ladies out there any age, 19, 35, 45, death of a husband at 55, 90 years old. What's your number? What is your number that you need to live by in your weekly budget, your monthly budget? What's your number for retirement? Juke, what's your number in terms of passing on money to your relatives? What are your goals? Do you want to set up a foundation? What's your legacy? So it's more than, I think this is a great investment. Well, no, I think this is a great investment to accomplish this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Accomplish your number.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because, you know, Jack, you mentioned, we see it all the time, you know, budgeting, you know, sitting down and doing a budget, listing your expenses and knowing where your money goes. It's not a very common thing that people do. We see it all the time. That have you ever done a budget? No. Well, where does your money go? Well, you know, a lot of people, you know the basics, you know, like their, you know, mortgage payment, their utility payments and things like that. But then you also have the money that comes out of the ATM machine, and you have to record that down as entertainment because a lot of times people don't keep track of where that money goes, and you just... And then you have what if expenses that come up. You have broken water heater, you know, things like that. You need to build that all into your budget, and then know how you're going to afford to retire. Where is your money in retirement going to come? Is it going to come from just Social Security? Well, I hope not, because that isn't going to be a whole lot. Are you going to work part time? Are you going to do other things besides work part time? And what type of income do you need in retirement to enjoy the things that you want to do, whether it be golf or travel. And people think their expenses are going to go down when they first retire. It's not the case. Expenses stay about the same because now they're transitioned from working to having this free time, and they want to go and visit the kids and the grandkids and travel. So, yeah, their expenses stay the same. They're just different expenses.
Well, the uncertainty of today's economics, you just don't know where you're going to be always, you know. It's going to be comes as a big surprise to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and big surprise, but, you know, you if you plan correctly and you don't panic, then things turn out okay. It's for those people who don't plan, don't have an emergency fund, don't have what number they're trying to achieve, is where things blow up.
Yeah.
That's where things really blow up.
I got to take a minute out here for a word. We'll be right back with our guest, Cooley and Godfrey.
Family, hometown, heartfelt service that exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
All right, we're back here with Cooley and Godfrey, but first I better take a look at the weather. And the weather here today is, well, it's not too nice, so we better tell you about it. And the hometown forecast is brought to you by Hop In Downtown Fenville. Text HOP 80373 for pizza and grinder specials. It's more snow, folks, and snow showers up to 2 inches today. Steady temperatures. And tonight, more snow showers up to 2 inches. And tomorrow, windy with up to 3 inches of snow possible and a high of 12. Thursday, a high of 9 degrees. And right now, we're at 19. Hey, we got a call on the line here. Good morning. You're on line with our guests.
Yeah, just a suggestion. Do they talk about young people with kids, something happens to the parents?
If something happens to the parents, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's a good question, Bill. You know, it's one of those where, you know, we try to make sure the beneficiaries are correctly done. So that's... Yes, we lost Bill, but Bill can listen. And so, you know, we want to make sure the beneficiaries are done correctly. That's one. And then, you know, we try to have family meetings. Family meetings are, you know, mom and dad are in their 70s or 80s or 90s. We try to make sure that we get kids around the table to say, you know, we're not going to tell you what mom and dad has. That's for them to talk to you about. But we need to know what mom and dad expect of you when you get mom and dad's money. And that's a lot of it. And, you know, Juke, I've had customers for years, and, you know, we're Carrie and I are really trying to make sure that we know who the kids are,
yeah,
to make sure they know the values. And we typically go through a list of what we want the kids to do, what we expect the kids to do, what we expect the grandparents to do. So, you know, Bill has a great question of, you know, we're trying to educate multiple levels of people.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I love Bill's comment and question in the fact that, you know, it's educating the next generation. And it's not just passing on education about finances. It's passing on, you know, grandpa and grandma's or parents' values. You know, where do they believe in? What are their values that they want to pass on? It's more than just the money aspect of it. And we want to make sure that we meet with them, we talk to them, and, you know, handle things and make sure that we're passing on what our clients would want to pass on to the next generation.
Well, and goals. You know, Juke, you know, Carrie and I were raised in a rural environment, myself on a farm, Carrie near farms, and, you know, we worked on farms, but the fact that the values, you know, I talk to some of these young people and they say, well, Jack, I don't have enough money. And I go back, then you need to get a second job.
What? Yeah, a second job?
Or a third job. You know, you need to hustle. You know, I tell this to everybody, is you need to hustle early and often. And I think we've raised our kids to be too soft.
Well, I think a lot of kids are raised, not everybody, and this is not a blanket statement for everybody, but there's a lot of kids out there that feel entitled, you know, this entitlement thing.
Well, entitled. If the toy breaks, I'll get you another one.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And those are things that build up over the years. here, I will give you $25 a week for an allowance, but or I'll just, anytime you want something, come to me and I'll give you cash. That's not how it works.
No.
You know, that's not now how it should work. So, you know, talking about investments, and that's one of the workshops that you talk about, is making sure that these values come through often and strong. But it starts at, when they're just very little, the entitlement begins early. And, no, I don't want to eat this. You know, I don't want to do this. No, this is how, what we need to do. This is our values. You will go to church on Sunday. You will do this, and you will give out of your own allowance. It's a lot more about values and how you get started, but it's also that toughness of living on a budget and not overspending, not buying a car that you can't afford, not contributing to your retirement is not right. Those are things, and we're talking about a workshop that we have, Health, Wealth, and Women. It's the Power of the Plan. We currently have 26 available left. We have 60 right now have signed up to this. It's at the Macatawa Legends, and you need to call their office, Cooley Godfrey, at 616-931-1223, extension 4. Make a reservation, but we do have 26 spots left out of 86.
And great evening. You know, a number of speakers from Stacy Campice talking about insurance, Mary Jo Borman with the trust and estate planning. And, you know, and talking about trust and estate planning, you know, a common thing we see happen a lot of times, how to pass on wealth. A lot of times a parent will say, hey, son, daughter, I want to put your name on my bank account with you. And that way, if something happens to me, you have access to that account. Well, there's different ways to go about this. The important thing is to make sure your beneficiaries are correctly set up. But in an account like this, the best way to go is putting a transfer on death agreement on it. Is you don't have a joint name, because, Jack, if I was on your account and I got in a car accident and sued, they could lay claim to your money.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I mean, it's crazy.
It's just, there's ways to avoid that, very easy ways to avoid that, and using a transfer on a death agreement will solve that. And that's available at banks, available through institutions like ours. And it's just, you know, those are some of the little things that we want to people to come away from, not only listening to us today, but at these workshops.
No, but, you know, but Duke, if you want son or daughter to handle your accounts, don't put them on your account. Do a paid on death, as Carrie said, mm-hmm. for who the beneficiaries need to be, but do a power of attorney. A power of attorney says you have the right to handle mom's affairs.
Right.
It's never your money. You are doing this for the benefit of mom or dad. Power of attorney is very easy to get. It's a very inexpensive document. It gives you the right to do the same thing, except to have your name on the account.
Yeah.
When it's your money, things go awry often. And if you have brothers or sisters, then brother inherits the money. You got to distribute it. Tax issues, step-up issues, a lot of different issues, gifting issues if you have to give the money to your siblings. You know, so, you know, when you come to us as a client, as a potential client, we talk more about goals, strategies, more than we do, I think you ought to have this investment.
Mm-hmm.
That's a difference that we bring to the table. You know, we have a legal team in our office. You know, we have great CPAs we work with. It's a package. It's not just, I think you ought to buy this investment. That's not us. And if it is, then, you know, you need to go some other place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing people ask, if we do stock trading, I mean, we handle stocks, but we're not daily traders.
No.
And if people want that type of service, you know, there's other people out there that specialize in that. And we'll help, you know, match up that person with the right fit and direct them in the right way. We're just not going to leave them hanging either. And sometimes people have both. People use us for, hey, here's the planning money, the long-term retirement money, money that's going to pass on to the kids, and then sometimes they have a fun trading account out there that they do on their own. You know, and that's all we ask, is that people just disclose to us, hey, what do you have other places? Because we want to make sure what we're doing with us is fitting into the plan and complements each other.
Yeah, and Duke, I don't think parents talk enough to their kids about what college is going to cost. You know, we really try to inform the younger people who come in who have a new child, and we run a financial plan for college day one. And I ran one yesterday just for Grand Valley newborn. If you got to go to Grand Valley in 18, 19 years, it's going to cost somewhere around $290,000 for a newborn. So if you don't get that focus early, you know, that first tuition bill is going to come to that 18 or 19-year-old in August, and it's going to be 10, 12, now it's going to be 40 or 50,000 for those people who are just born come August, their first tuition bill, and they look at the parents and say, well, who's going to pay?
Yeah.
The kid needs to pay, not the parents, the kid.
And we're seeing a transition even with, you know, like in our office, Amy's two sons made a transition to take more of their classes through the community, live at home through the Grand Rapids Community College. That way they're saving a ton of money and they're working. And so there's different ways to go about this and different strategies. So it isn't one, you know, style fits all here. And we're seeing a more transition of people doing that, using online courses before they jump into going to, you know, the college and getting the last 2 years there. They're getting all their prerequisite courses done.
Yeah, you know, just talking about college, I mean, it's the parents need to be directing their kids into a profession that they're passionate about, excited about, but they can also get a J-O-B. You know, they need to get a job at the end of the rainbow.
Yes. Yes.
And part of that is getting a job early when you're in high school, helping understand, do you like sales? Do you like engineering? What do you like? Let's start to develop that. So when you get to be 18, 19 years old, you don't go to college and try to find yourself at college. That's not a good thing.
No.
You find a lot of stuff at college, but it's typically not your goals. So it's, but you know, you just need to have that guidance, and we talk about a lot of things like that. Is how do we guide the people involved in our lives that we have influence on? And you know, by the time they're 18, they're like a ship pulling out of port. You know, what you got's what you got.
Hey, I still feel like I'm trying to find myself. Oh yeah, when my boys just had two birthdays. I have a 15-year-old now and a 12-year-old. And, you know, one's 3 years away from college, and the other one is 6 years away from college. So, you know, we've started early when they were born, but even looking at what we've saved and where college is at, and depending where they go, it could be very expensive for that, potentially, for the two boys. And we're going, oh, maybe we need to stick away even more than what we're doing.
Well, but also the kid has to belly up to the table and say, you know, I need to pay for this. And of course, you know, first thing, Juke, that people get out of college, well, I deserve a new car. No, you don't. You need to pay off your debt first.
Poor
bet. Well, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we have a lot of doctors who are clients. You know, they might have $300,000-$500,000 worth of debts, and they're specialists coming out making $300,000-$400,000, but they're 35 years old. They haven't made a nickel under 35.
Right.
And they've been going to college, they have a lot of debt, and I say to them, you need to stay poor for two or three more years. Live in the apartment, stay poor.
Get the debts paid off.
No BMW 700 series, no million-dollar home. Tell your wife to be that we need to be poor. I understand that. You can't come out of the gate hot spending money, or this college debt's going to make you pay for 20 years. So, you know, you just have to get the mindset, and they've all listened so far, which is pretty good. You just got to stay poor, get the debt. Debt is what really hurts people's longevity for financial goals is debt.
You look at a loan and see how much interest you're paying on that loan, and you find out how much debt costs.
Yeah, it's amazing if you want to really sit down and analyze, and a lot of people won't do that. But, the last plug here, we're having a women's workshop. That's why we're here today. It's the health, wealth, and women, and the power of the plan. It's going to be at Macatawa Legends. We have 26 available spots left. Call our office at 616-931-1223, extension 4. That's Janet's extension. She'll take your number and give you the particulars.
Very good. That's very good.
Right. Any last questions you have?
Do you think I should retire?
No. You need to stay working, Juke.
No, I'm
all about that.
Well, I think even working part-time helps to keep you sharp physically, mentally.
It does,
Yeah. It's more than just the financial aspect of it, and that's another thing we talk about is, you know, staying healthy, staying active, being involved in things, volunteering. Those are all important things to have part of your life.
And look forward to coming to work.
Yes, well, I've talked to people that, you know, my age that retired, and
yeah,
they say, don't retire.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Don't retire.
Yeah. Yep.
So, well, as long as I enjoy it, I'm I'm too young for golf, so that's
exactly it. So
Duke, we want to thank you for having us on.
It's always interesting when I have you here because I always learn something too. So
great, that's
nice
awesome
to have you here.
All right, thank you, Duke.
Yep, have a great day.
And we thank you very much. And I'll be back after news and weather with more talk town for you here on WHCC. Just a word here about tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have the mayor on with us. That'll be at 9:30. And 10:30, we'll be talking about our local hospital, or another facet of our local hospital. That's tomorrow here on our Talk of the Town program. So you'll want to be tuned in tomorrow, another day on Talk of the Town. Meanwhile, let's get into the news and weather here with